Because I'd like to open with a question. By a show of hands, how many people here are Balei Tshuva? Okay, just curious. We're going to ask this question, Bli Nether, at the end of this year. We'll see how many people raise their hand. Okay. During the break, I think some guys, I was speaking to them about the fact that we're giving a shir. I asked you guys to learn all of the Rambam Hilchot Tshuva from this morning till now. And so during the break, one of the Shanabet guys asked me, wait a minute, aren't you supposed to do that during a Seret Yimei Tshuva? Hilchot Tshuva, there are exactly how many prakim in Hilchot Tshuva? 10 prakim, how many days of a Seret Yimei Tshuva? 10, actually. So you really, one perek per day, that's the minhag. In fact, there's a brisker minhag, am I correct? A brisker minhag, that's what I heard. To do this, to learn the Rambam Hilchot Tshuva on every day of Aseret Yimei Tshuva. Okay. There's a famous Marsha. The Marsha asks a question. Chazal say that 30 days before the Chag, a person should study the halachot of that Chag. So 30 days before Pesach, we already start learning Hilchot Pesach. 30 days before Sukkot, we should have been started already learning Hilchot Sukkot. So he says, this is not brought down by Rosh Hashanah. 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, what are the halacha that we should learn? Hilchot Tshuva. So the Marsha asks, why don't we say the same thing by Rosh Hashanah? The Marsha answers, because Hilchot Tshuva, the mitzvah of Tshuva, is not a mitzvah one day a year. It's a mitzvah 365 or 354 days of year. There's a lunar calendar, the sun, the solar calendar. Every single day of the year, you have a mitzvah of Tshuva. And therefore, it's really not just limited to Rosh Hashanah. Same way, the Rambam Hilchot Tshuva is not just limited to the Aseret Yimei Tshuva, it's something that's kedai to learn all year round. I was zocha to be at Sudash Lishit this past Shabbat, and Rav Siv opened up his beautiful drasha with a question. Who remembers this question? The question he asked was, we know that the first 2 days of Aseret Yimei Tshuva, what are they called? Rosh Hashanah. Those are the first 2 days. And if this is a Aseret Yimei Tshuva, you would expect that on Rosh Hashanah, what should you be doing? Tshuva. But we look at the Machzor, we look at all of it. There's Mariv, Mincha, Shachrit, Musaf, all. We don't find a Vidui, we don't find Tshuva. Why? Why is it missing from there? And I'll let you remember what Rav Siv's answer was. But I'll leave that question open for the front. Okay, let's open up. How many people, by the way, here read all 10 prakim of Hilchot Tshuva, as I asked? Guys. Nobody did. Okay. But you still have a chance. You still have a chance. So I'm gonna learn it with you right now, all 10 prakim, but very, very quickly. The Rambam's Hilchot Tshuva, in all of the Rambam's halachot, he starts off with something called a koteret. What's a koteret?
Title.
And the title says as follows, and if you have it, you can open it up. The koteret is mitzvah to say achat. There is one mitzvah to say in all of Hilchot Tshuva, and you can already guess what that is. V'hu sheyashuva chotem mecheto lifnei Hashem vidvada. A person should do tshuva before Hashem, and he should do vidui. Ubeur mitzvah zo, v'karim ha-nigrarim ima biglala b'prakim elu. And the explanation of this mitzvah and all of the ikarim, the principles that are brought along with it, are brought in these 10 prakim. That's the Rambam's koteret, that's his title. The mitzvah of tshuva, I'm going to talk about that mitzvah and the vidui, and I'm also going to bring in principles in Judaism, main principles, that are brought in because of the mitzvah of tshuva. So the Rambam starts off, and the Rambam is an unbelievable organizer. He organizes it. If he says he's going to bring the mitzvah of tshuva and all of the principles that come with it, that's exactly what he does. And we go through it, and we go the first perek, the first four prakim, really go through the mitzvah of tshuva. The first perek starts off, kol mitzvot sheba Torah ben asei mein lo tasei, im avar adam al achat mehen, ben bizadon, ben bishkaga, kishiyase tshuva v'yashuv mecheto, chayav litvadot lefnei el baruchu, Mark, etc., etc. The Rambam says, he starts off every single mitzvah, he wants to know what's the source, what is the makor, what is the chiyuv. You have a chiyuv to do tshuva, if you did an aveira b'shogeg, if you did a b'mezid, if it was an ase, if it was a lotase, and the Rambam continues, and he tells you how to do vidui, tells you what vidui is, and he tells you that there's no kapara without tshuva. In other words, if you want to get forgiveness, true forgiveness, ultimate forgiveness for something that you did wrong, you gotta do tshuva. That's the first parak. 1/10 the way there. By the way, how many prakim are there in all of Mishneh Torah? Or Sitra? 1,000 is correct. There are 1,000 prakim. So the Rambam Silchot Tshuva is 10 prakim. What percentage? 1%. So we've just done one-tenth of 1%. Okay. Of all the Mishneh Torah. Perek Sheni. The Perek Sheni. So the Rambam starts off with the famous words, Ezohi Tshuvag Mura. What is considered complete tshuva? So this perek is about what tshuva is all about. What are the components of tshuva? A person has to have charata, which means, what's charata? He regret. Kabbalah lalatid. What does that mean? He's got to accept upon himself not to do it again. Vidui, how do you do vidui? What words should you say? How should you do tshuva? The how-to book in tshuva. That is perek sheni. Perek shlishi, all of a sudden, introduces Schuyot Va'avonot. This is the very famous parak. All the prakim, by the way, of Ram Silchot Tshuva, you've heard things of all of them. So this is Yom HaDin. This is Din V'cheshbon. This is, if you have more mitzvah than Averot, you're called a Tzadik. That's right. And if you have more Averot than mitzvah, you're called a Rasha. And if you have the same, you're called a Beinoni. And all the questions that come with that. And then he mentions 24 people who do not get Olam Haba. These people, they have their Yom Din, and they don't get Olam Haba, and the list goes on and on of these 24 people, Kofrim, Mumarim, also Apikorsim, all sorts of people, people who are Bali Lashon Hara, many different types of people who do not get Olam Haba. Okay. Perek Dalet, we have 24 Arba Esrim Dvarim Makvinet HaTshuva. 24 things will prevent the person from doing tshuva. And it goes through the whole list. Someone who says, yeah, I'll sin and I'll do tshuva. That prevents you from doing tshuva. It doesn't help. You can't do it anymore. Someone who's Porish Minatzibur. Everyone's doing one thing. He figures he's going to do something else. Somebody who hates Tochacha. Someone who's, and the list goes on and on and on. Someone who steals from orphans. So, and it goes on and on and on about the different 24 things that if you have any of these things, you accept bribes. All these things will prevent you from doing tshuva. Okay, that's it. That's this first section. This was what the Rambam would call Hilchot Tshuva. Then the Rambam continues, and in Prakim 5 to 6, and listen carefully, 5 to 6, these are the Prakim, these are like we can call them the Rav Usher, Rav Uri Prakim. These are the Prakim of Bechira Chovshit, right? Does man have free choice? God knows what you're going to do. Does he have free choice? And it goes on and on. The sixth parak is, and can man lose that free choice? Did Paro, the Rambam writes, Paro lost his bechira chovshi, and other people can lose their bechira chovshi. If you keep on doing the sin again and again and again, you lose that. And what does it mean to have bechira chovshi? And that means that there's schar va'onesh and all everything that comes in with bechira chovshi. The Rambam continues in Prakim 8, 9, and 10, and he discusses, again, principles that come along with tshuva, that come along with doing mitzvot, naveirot, yom adin, olam haba, yimod mashiach, and he concludes with the proper way to serve Hashem. So again, so you have two sections. You have the section of hilcha tshuva, and then you have the section of the ikarim that come along with hilcha tshuva. What's the problem with what I said? Who caught something?
You skipped Perek Shvi.
Excellent. One Perek was skipped, and that's Perek Shvi. And that wasn't me. I didn't do that. This was something that was pointed out by my Rebbe, not just my Rebbe, but his Rebbe. My Rebbe, Rav David Miller, his Rebbe, Rav Soloveitchik. They pointed out that the Rambam seems to be inconsistent. That you have four prakim to discuss Hilchot Tshuva. Then you have two prakim, the Schar Va'onesh prakim, the Bechira Chovshi prakim, and then all of a sudden, you go back in Perek Zayin, Perek Shvi, and we talk once again about tshuva. We talk about the Baal tshuva. We talk about Al Tamar She'en tshuva Ela Me'evarot She'esh Behen Ma'aseh, Kigon Znut, V'Gezel Gneva, Rather, tshuva is not only on deeds that you did, but rather, k'shem she'tzarich adam lashuv me'elu, just like you need to do tshuva for actions or inactions that you did or didn't do, kahu tzarich lechapes be, translate these words, de'ot ra'ot. Bad thoughts, bad midot, bad de'ot, opinions. Yes. Sheyesh lo v'lashuv mina kas umina eva umina kinah. Don't be jealous. Don't be an angry person. Mina itul. Don't be joking all the time. Or midifot hamamon. Don't be greedy. Don't be running after money. V'kavod or midifat machalot. Don't be a glutton. Don't run after burgers bar 24 hours a day. Don't all these things. These are midot that a person has to do tshuva for as well. And the Rambam goes on about tshuva, the malot of tshuva, how great tshuva is, etc., etc. And the question that everyone asks, or certainly Rav Soloveitchik asked, is why? Why does the Rambam have a disconnect? Why is it that you have four prakim of Hilchot tshuva, and then you have some ikarim, and then you have another parak of tshuva, and then you have more ikarim of Judaism, of Torah? So first I'll open up to the floor. Who can give me an answer? I know you did not do your homework. You didn't do all 10 prakim of tshuva. But Zrat Hashem, after this year, you'll do it as well. Anyone have any ideas? No ideas? So I'll tell you what the Rav says first. The Rav is called, by the way, parenthetically, the Rav. When you say the Rav, you're really referring to Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik. He was the teacher of probably many of your teachers in high school, or many of your teachers' teachers at this point in life in high school. He was a Rosh Yeshiva in YU, Yeshiva University. And he was a brilliant, and along this beautiful line of Briskers, which leads all the way up to Rav Chaim Volozhin, Rav Chaim Brisker, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, and in the line of the Gra. So the Rav, he actually said that out of the, how many prakim in Mishneh Torah? Out of the 1,000 prakim of, and this is the Rav's poetic license, of course, the Rav says out of the 1,000 prakim of Mishneh Torah, perhaps the choicest of all of the prakim is Perek Zayin of Hilchot Tshuva. Now I know you all want to run now and just spend all day reading Perek Zayin of Hilchot Tshuva. We'll have a synopsis for you in a moment. So the Rav says that this is such a juicy perek. Since it talks about the malot of a Baal Tshuva, it talks about concepts. Kama malot, kama meula, malata tshuva. How great is the milas, the level of tshuva? Emesh hayazem uvdalma Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Yesterday, this person was a sinner. He was separate from Hashem. Shneemar, etc., etc. So eik v'eino oneh, he would scream out to Hashem. Hashem would not answer him. Vosem mitzvot v'torfino to b'fanav. He would do mitzvot, and the Kaddish Baruch would rip them up in front of him, etc., etc. And today, Hayom hu mudbak b'shechina. He's close to the Shechina. Shneemar v'atem advekim v'Hashem Elokeichem chayim kuchem hayom. And etc., etc. The Rambam goes and talks how great tshuva is, how wonderful it is, what a level it is. Makom shebalei tshuva omdin. Finish the sentence. Ein sadikim gurim omdim sham. Rabbi Abahu from the Sefer Brachot, a place where a Baal tshuva stands, a tzaddik gomer can't even stand there. How great, what a choice perek, what a beautiful thing. Says the Rav, what's the difference? And he introduces it, and just to make a long drasha, very concise, the Gemara in Yuma, Pei Vav, says, in the name of Reish Lakish, Amar Reish Lakish, Gdola tshuva shezdonot nasot lo kishkagot. How great is tshuva? Zdonot. An avera the person did amazing. Gets turned into what? Shkagot, as if you did it by accident. So the Gemara asks over there, Ein, is it true? It's even better than that, says the Gemara. Reish Lakish says, how great is tshuva? That is zdonot, the mitzvah, the avera that he did, b'mezid. They're turned into what? Into zchuyot. It's like he did a mitzvah. So what does Gemara answer? It says there's two types of tshuva, Gemara answers. Lo kasha, kan mi ava, kan mi yira. Two types of tshuva. A person who does tshuva because he's afraid. I'm afraid. I'm afraid of Yom HaDin. I'm afraid. Most natural thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, great. You know what? We're going to wipe away all those aveirot. They're not going to be considered aveirot that you did, b'mezid, intentionally. We're going to bring them down a level. We're going to put them in a new category. They're now aveirot that you did b'shogeg. But if you do tshuva mi'ava, through the love of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I can't believe I betrayed you. I love you so much. How could I have done such a thing? Oh my goodness. I love you. So what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu do? He takes those aveirot and he turns them into zechuyot. Unbelievable. Says Rav Soloveitchik, the first four prakim of Hilchot Tshuva, this is talking about Tshuva Miyira. That's one level of Tshuva. But the choicest perek of Mishneh Torah, how many prakim in Mishneh Torah? So you're still awake. Out of the 1,000 prakim, the top 1%, the 0.1%, the top perek is talking about a person who does Tshuva Mi'ava. That guy, a place where a Baal Tshuva like that stands, a Tzadik Gomer can't even stand with him. It's unbelievable. That's what the Rambam says. So, a few years ago, I was at my Rebbe's house. My Rebbe, you'll hear his name again and again. We'll mention him again. You already heard him once this year. His name is Rav David Miller. He is the Rosh Kollel in Grus. He was, when I studied in Grus many years ago, so he was my Rosh Kollel, and since then we've been very close. So I went to his house a few years ago. He gave me a choveret where he wrote a few drushes of his down, and in honor of his late father, who was also a tremendous tzaddik. And in it, he asks this question. And he asks the question, he brings down Rav Soloveitchik's answer. But then he says, the only problem with Rav Soloveitchik's answer, Mr. Weisbrod, is this. And that's that it never says anywhere in the Mishneh Torah, let alone in Hilchot Tshuva, it never says the words Tshuva Mi'ava or Tshuva Mi'ira. It's like you could say that, but it doesn't say that. It's not written. So he wanted to suggest something a little bit different. He said that if you look again, what were the first four prakim about? Who can tell me? First four prakim. Come on. What's it about? About tshuva. What? With the chiyuv of tshuva? How to do tshuva? What else? So he says, all that is the process of tshuva. How does a person go from having done a sin to getting kapara for that sin? What do you have to do? You have to do vidui. You have to recognize the sin. Kabbalah la'ati. Right, how does it work? Certain mitzvah, you don't get kapara right away. If it's a very bad mitzvah, mitzvah chamura, right, you have to wait till when? Till Yom HaKippurim. Maybe if it's really bad, chilul Hashem, you have to wait till you die to get kapara. All the details of tshuva are in the first four prakim. That's the tahalich. That is the process of doing tshuva. Perek Zayin is not talking about the process of tshuva. Perek Zayin is talking about the Baal tshuva. The essence of becoming a person who is considered a Baal Tshuva. Where do we find something, a Baal something? Give me another title. Baal what? What? Baal Kore. Rav Siv is a Baal Kore. His essence, he reads the Torah. What else? Baal? Baal Tzibor? I haven't heard of that one. We can make one. What? Say again? Stop that. A Baal Abayit. You always have a Baal. No, that's Baal without the ayin. Baal, but there's a Baal Chema. A Baal Chema is someone who is always angry. He's constantly angry. A Baal Lashon Hara, the Rambam brings down, is a person who's constantly speaking Lashon Hara. That's what he does. He's a Lashon Hara speaker. A Baal Chema is someone who he's always angry. A Baal Ktata is someone who constantly gets into Ktatot, fights. So you have a Baal, someone with his essence. This is how he lives. This is what he does all the time. That's a Baal Kore. His job, he reads the Torah. That's what he's all about. Right? So there's an example from the Torah. Someone, one of the brothers was called a Baal something. Who remembers? One of the Shvatim. Anybody? One of the 12 Shvatim was called a Baal something. Who knows? Okay, Yosef was called a Baal. Hine, who's coming? Baal ha? Say dreams in Hebrew. Chalamot. Baal ha chalamot, right? He's the Baal ha chalamot. He's not just a dreamer. He lives his dreams. He lives through his dreams. He wants his dreams to come to reality. He's all about his dreams. It defines who the person is. A Baal something defines who he is. So what is a Baal Tshuva in that case? I ask you, what is a Baal Tshuva? Someone who lives tshuva. He didn't just finish a process of tshuva, but he lives the tshuva. So Rav Miller wanted to say that this was the distinction between the first four prakim. So the first four prakim is tikkun hachet. A person did an aveira. How can we fix the aveira? The seventh parak is not tikkun hachet, but it's tikkun hachote. It's fixing the sinner, the personality, the persona. That is Perek Zion. I saw the sefer. It's a very nice sefer. It's called Al Chetu Tshuva. What do you think it's about? It's about Chetu Tshuva. And he writes, he has very little, he has like 50 sichot. I don't know how you get 50 sichot in such a little thin book. But he has like little sichot. So page 175, he talks about tshuva. And he says that he's very into, this is Rav Gruzman, Rav Tzvi Gruzman. So Meir Tzvi Gruzman, he's very into analyzing the text. You'll meet Rabbi Derovin, he's building like a Rabbi Derovin type. Every single word, take it apart, what's the shorish, what does it mean, what is it trying to tell us, what's the message? And he says, you look. And if you look at the book, there's like all the bold-faced words. Those are all the words which have the root of tshuva in there. Shav, shuv, shiv, hishiv. So all these words. So he says there are two types of tshuva in essence. One is the sha'ul shavlam kamo. He returned to his place. Lashuva makom. It's to go to a place, a geographic location. Lashuva lashem. To return to Hashem. Right? Etc. etc. One is to return to. Can someone tell me another definition of what lashuv means? Or shav? It could be settled, yeah, it could be actually. That's Lashevet though. What? So he says like Shuv mecharon apecha. What does that mean? Turn away. Turn away from charon apecha. Okay. Vishavtem me'acharav. Or Miben chamishim shana Yashuv mitzvah avodah v'lo yavod od. The Levim. Once they're 50 years old, what does it say? Yashuv mitzvah avodah. What does that mean? He will no longer, he will return away, will go away from the service in the Beit HaMikdash. He will no longer work. So Lashuv could be to go away from something, or Lashuv could be returned to something. So based on this distinction, I was thinking maybe a third possibility, which sort of combines the Rav's opinion and Rav Miller's opinion. There are two types of tshuva. One tshuva where you're going away from sin. And one tshuva where you're returning to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Now ideally, these two tshuvot are really coming together. It's really one. It's really one. That's ultimately. But very often, people have a double process going on in the process of tshuva. One process is prakim aleph through dalet. And that's when a person really is going, like Rav Miller said, you're going through the talich, tikkun hachet. You're fixing the chet. I did something wrong, how do I fix it? I go through, I'm going away from the sin. But then there's another talich, a much more powerful talich, and that's not just going through the pratim, that's fixing yourself. That's returning to Hashem, lashuv el Hashem. That's to return to something. The first four prakim, you're going away from. And the next, the seventh parak, you're going to. And I think that we find in the tefillah two of the Shmon Esrei, two of the 18, 19 brachot that we say, they reflect these two ideas. We say a bracha, Hashivenu Avinu L'Toratecha. What does that mean? Hashivenu Avinu L'Toratecha. L'Toratecha. Let us return to Torah. V'karveinu Malkeinu La'avodatecha. Bring us close to your avoda. V'achzirenu B'tshuva Shlema L'Fanecha. And bring us with a complete return before you. That is the tshuva of Perek Zayin. But then we also have the specific tshuva, the al through dalet. Slach lanu avinu ki chatanu, mechal lanu malkenu ki fashanu, going through the specific chataim, tikkun hachet. And perhaps you could say that this really is what Rav Soloveitchik meant as well. That when you do tshuva miyira, what are you doing? You're afraid of what this specific chait is going to bring. But when you do tshuva mi'ava, you're not talking about tzchar ve'onesh. You're not talking about that at all. You're talking about coming close to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Rav Miller, in his drasha, so he mentioned, well, we're going back to the question. Why is it that the Rambam doesn't bring these together? They're both about tshuva. Again, have the first four prakim, talking about tikkun hachet, then have the seventh parak right afterwards. Have the seventh be the fifth. So Rav Miller said that you need an introduction to that. An introduction to that type of tshuva, to the tshuva where you create yourself into a personality of tshuva. So there you have to come into the concept of Bechira Chofshi. That is a prerequisite to making yourself understanding what it's all about, that you have the choice to choose this way or this way. Who are you going to go? Where are you going to be? What kind of person are you going to be? Are you going to do the tikkun of midot? You're going to do the tikkun of yourself? You're going to try to strive for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But when I think of it, I'm not sure if it's necessary that comes before Perek Shvi. Maybe that could come before Perek Rishon also. So I was thinking, if you look back to the Koteret of the Rambam, says, Ubiur mitzvah zo vikarim hanigrarim ima biglala beprakim elu. That really, when you have something in Hilchot Tshuva that's not discussing tshuva, that's coming because of what was just discussed. The prakim of Bechira Chofshit are not an introduction to Perek Zayin, perhaps. Perhaps they're a result of the first four prakim. You're going to read the first four prakim, you're going to go through the whole talich of tshuva, and then you're going to say, wait a minute, everything's predetermined. I don't really have a Bechira Chofshit. What am I doing with all these halachot? Rambam brings, therefore, Bechira Chofshit. He's going to bring you the idea that you may not understand this, and who are we to say we understand the ways of Hashem? We don't. I'll give you a little bit of an approach, but I'm not going to tell you all the secrets, because nobody knows all the secrets of how Hashem works. But realize that it does, and there is Schar Va'onesh, and that is something that you have to know when you're going back to learn those first four prakim. And then when the Rambam brings the Milot of a Baal Tshuva, the Rambam brings how great it is to be a Baal Tshuva, so you may get the wrong impression. What's my whole purpose? And if you open up to Perek Chet, it says, what is the great thing about tzaddikim? What are they going to receive in the next world? The next world is a world with no evil. It's a world without death. When it says you're going to have a long life, it doesn't mean in this world. It's the next world. Zehu ha'olam haba, etc., etc. And the Rambam continues how great Olam Haba is, and trying to explain to you the beauty of Olam Haba and what tzaddikim will be yoresh. And it goes for two prakim, talking about Olam Haba and talking about the tova that we're going to get from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and talking about the time of Mashiach and all the schar, and that the Nevi'im and the Chachamim, they're all desiring, like Rav Natanel always talking about Mashiach. You know, I'm waiting for Mashiach to come. Is he going to come today? But Rav Machlis, I'll tell you a story. Rav Machlis last year, he told us, I don't think I'm going to be able to make to teach tomorrow, the next day. So like, well, what happened? He says, I may have to go to America for a wedding. I don't have a ticket yet, but I may have to go to a wedding. I said, whose wedding? It was his nephew's wedding. So I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. So the nephew's wedding is like in 2 days. He didn't even buy a ticket yet. What is he thinking? And I realize, oh, this is Rav Machlis. He's sure that the Mashiach is coming today. Why should I buy a ticket? Okay, he didn't realize that it's going to be twice the price if he has to pay the day before. Okay, it's Rav Machlis. Mashiach is for sure going to come. The tzaddikim, the chachamim, they're always talking about Mashiach, Yemona Mashiach, about Chai Olam Haba. These are great things. And it could be that if you're on the level of a Perek Zayin, that's what your focus is. Says the Rambam, perhaps that's the wrong Mahavamina. Final Perek, Perek Asiri, he says, even though all that is true, Me'achar shenu... Al yomar adam harein yoseh mitzvat ha-Torah v'osek b'chokhmata kadei shekabel kol brachot ha-ktuvot ba o kadei shezkeh l'chei olam haba. Don't do it for the schar. Don't do the mitzvah. Don't be a tzaddik. Don't do the tshuva. Don't be a baal tshuva in order to get olam haba. Rather, en ra'ui lavod et Hashem al derech hazeh. This is not the proper service of Hashem. Sha'oved al derech hazeh oved miyira ve'ena ma'alat hanevim v'lo ma'alat hachamim. Don't get it wrong. This is called avodah miyira. Ve'ena ovdim Hashem al derech hazeh ala me'aretz v'anashim v'aktanim shemechanchin otan lavod miyira. Come on, who serves the Kadosh Baruch Hu that way through yira? It's amei aretz. People didn't learn Torah. Maybe women. Maybe kids. The Rambam also says in another place you shouldn't really teach women Torah, so that's why they didn't know. So, adjetir vedatan viavdu mi'ava. Until they really learn more, and ultimately they'll reach a level through their learning of serving Kadosh Baruch Hu mi'ava. And the Rambam continues in that way, that ha'oved mi'ava, osek b'torah, mitzvot, v'olech b'nitzvut ha'chachma, v'lo b'pnei devar ba'olam, v'nom le'yirat ha'ra'a, v'lo kedei li'rash tova, elo oseh ha'emet, b'pnei shehu. Emet, v'sofa tova lavo biglala. He says, realize this: you should do what is right because it is right. Do what is true because it is true. The good will come, but that's not why you should do it. So perhaps the Rambam brings the Hilchot Tshuva, and then as a result of those Hilchot Tshuva, we bring the other. You know, you may have a havamina that you do tshuva, that you can't do tshuva because there's no bechira chavshid. No bechira chavshid. You may have a havamina that the baal tshuva, the whole reason why he's doing this is to get the schar of olam haba. No, that's not the right way. It's important to believe in olam haba. It's important to believe in tchiyat ha-meitim. It's important to believe in the geula. All these things are important, but realize that the ultimate level is for that. With all this background, perhaps we can answer a question. Two questions that we started with. One was Rav Siv's question. Rav Siv had asked, why is Rosh Hashanah, why are those the first 2 days of Aseret Yemei Tshuva? What tshuva are we doing on Rosh Hashanah? So who remember what Rav Siv answered? Anybody? So he had two things. One he said was, not so, you know, you're having a, really the theme of Rosh Hashanah is coronating the king. The theme is, we're being Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon us. And it's not so appropriate to start mentioning little sins. You know, by the way, you're our king, and by the way, I rebelled against you. You know, that's not. Wait another day for that. Wait another day for that. That's one thing that he said. The second thing he said that that's really a prerequisite to all of Avodas Hashem, to all of Tshuva, to understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. But perhaps with what we're saying, we could take that one step further. That really there are two types of Tshuva. One is leaving the Chait, and one is coming closer to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Aseret Yemei Tshuva is both of those. And truly, how does the davening start? Hashiveinu avinu l'toratecha. Please return us to your Torah, to your avoda, to you! To you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we really realize that we want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then the first four prakim will come much easier. Then the rest of Aseret Yemei Tshuva will come much easier. Then you do the tshuva, which is leaving the chait. We normally think that we live our lives, first you have to sur meira, go away from the bad, and then asay tov, then do the good. But perhaps there's another way of doing it, and that's first come close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the more you guys come close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the more you realize that I want to leave the chait. I don't want that. Tshuva leaving the chait, and tshuva coming close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have a tremendous opportunity to come close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Aseret Yemei Tshuva is on our heels. Rosh Hashanah is on our heels. I guarantee you that you will be inspired during the tefillot of Rosh Hashanah. And then you have 7 days, Ben Kesel Asor, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. I don't remember who said this. I think it may be brought down in the Mishnah Berura. It could be the Chidah. I do not remember who said this. Why are there 7 days in between Kesel Asor, in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim? That there are 7 days that every day of the week is represented. And there's certain Averot that we had which were Sunday Averot. And there were certain Averot that we had which were Shabbos Averot. And certain Friday Averot. And certain Tuesday Averot. And everyone had their days which had different Averot in those days. You could do tshuva on that day for all the Averot you did, for all the Sundays, for all the Mondays, for all the Tuesdays. Every single day, you do tshuva for that day. That's one. That's the first four prakim. But perhaps we can make up for those missed opportunities. The Sundays that we could have spent our time when we weren't in school doing so many things to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we didn't. Now we have a Sunday to come closer. The Mondays, which we could have done more to be a little bit closer, a little bit a little bit more with a connection with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So we'll use those Mondays to come closer. Bezrat Hashem, we should use this time to be Mamlach HaKaddish Baruch Hu, to do the tshuva of Azivat HaChet, to do the tshuva of Tikkun HaChet, and to do the tshuva of Tikkun HaChote. And then when I ask the next time, who here is a Baal tshuva, and we could all raise our hands proudly and say, I, Bezrat Hashem, desire to be close to HaKaddish Baruch Hu all the time, I am a Baal tshuva. I don't know how to work these things. See? Just do all of this.